Exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a Dollop regular, you'll be aware that we've had offers before for a Japanese version of David's Daily Digital Dollop. But I've been asked to supply the David's Daily Digital Dollop theme for a more Eastern palette, let's say. So hopefully this goes well, because then I could send it straight off to the people and that'll speed the process up, because it's very exciting times. We don't want the investors. There's a lot of money being ploughed into David's Daily Digital Dollop in China and Japan. So I really need to get this done quick. So I hope you don't mind if I use David's Daily Digital Dollop, this dollop. I'll just try and do an Eastern version of the David's Daily Digital Dollop theme, and I can just send it off to the producers. So here we go. The Dollops. Yep. Perfect. Send that over to the producers. And it is quite fitting that I should be playing Eastern scales. I suppose it sort of fits with today's story, which is about what happened when I moved to Manchester. Before Manchester, I was in Gateshead. Before Gateshead, I was in Hartlepool. I went to university in Scarborough. And in those areas, there's not really much, or certainly wasn't then, much of an Asian community. It's very white-centric. I mean, Hartlepool is very white and doesn't really have much of an immigration population. Which is why when you listen to the news and Hartlepool votes 70% in favour of leaving the EU and they do vox pops in Hartlepool and everyone's saying, oh yeah, you know, it's to stop the immigrants coming in, you think, well, we don't really have any immigrants. I was quite happy with the Eastern version of the Dollops theme tune. There was a part of me though that couldn't help thinking it sounded a little bit like The Simpsons. Obviously the Western version sounds nothing like The Simpsons, but the Eastern version, it just sort of, yeah, I don't know what you think. Oh. Hello. Yes. Thank you. Oh dear, I really think I've annoyed the animal kingdom. Yet again, another contribution from an animal. I mean, to give you an idea of how white-centric Scarborough is, or certainly was when I was at university there. Across the country, there were a number of gigs happening, anti-racism gigs called Rock Against Racism. And there were all sorts of universities that got involved and put on these Rock Against Racism nights, a celebration of multiculturalism and a musical show of solidarity. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Scarborough putting on one of these nights. I think it was a good idea, just because there wasn't really an ethnic community in Scarborough at the time when we were at university. It's still pertinent to put on a night and show solidarity regardless. So Scarborough University Student Union put on a Rock Against Racism night. And it was only one non-white person in attendance, and that's absolutely fine. And he was well known in the university, and he just come along to the night with his mates. I suppose the point of him being black to him didn't enter into it. He didn't go to the night because he was black. He wasn't the talking black person there. That wasn't the idea. He went, his mates were going, he went. He believed in the ethos of the idea and the night, just as everybody else did. You know, that was it. However, the MC got a little bit carried away. I think he got a bit drunk. I think sort of missed the point a little bit and didn't seem to understand the irony of what he was doing. He basically got on the microphone, said, we've had a great night tonight. We've had some great rock music. And, you know, we're all here under one cause. And that's Rock Against Racism, because racism is wrong. And he did this big speech about, you know, anti-racism speech, and everyone was a great feeling in the room. And he said, you know, because it doesn't matter about the colour of our skin, we're all the same underneath. This is big, passionate speech. And that's why we're here, to celebrate that. But then his eyes found the one black person in the room. His eyes lit up and he became so enthusiastic. And he said, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we have a black person here tonight. We have a black person here tonight. This is the reason we are here. We are here and we are so glad that you have come tonight. And I'd like to ask you, my friend, to accept the applause and to come onto the stage and join me here on the stage tonight. And there was a few people going, oh, well, I don't think that's really, you know, the idea of the night. I mean, now you're kind of making a big thing out of it. But no one sort of knew what to do. And he's the kind of person who, he's a bit nonchalant. So the man gets up, and of course then now people are like, well, we can't just be silent and not applaud. So people start timidly applauding, and they're like, come on, ladies and gentlemen, come on, we can do better than this. This is what we're here for, come on. And so everyone has to like applaud. It could have been a lot worse, I suppose. And it's so good. And I know, you know, you'll have to listen to our rock music. It's so good for you to come out and listen to our white rock music. You know, I'm sure you'd rather hear some bit of reggae or something like that, or maybe a bit of blues, the music of your great-grandfathers, of course, when they were slaves. I'm sure that must run deep in your blood. So that kind of gives you an idea how white-centric Scarborough was. Gateshead was much the same, as is Hartlepool. So I'm saying this to explain why what happened when I moved to Manchester. I moved to a block of flats. In the first day I met someone, as I was moving in, I met someone who lived there. And we just had a little bit of a chat, a tiny chat, and he introduced himself. He was called Mohammed. So I meet Mohammed. But basically, I sort of hadn't accounted for the fact that there was more of an Asian population in Manchester, obviously, than there was in Scarborough, Hartlepool and Gateshead. A few days later, my friend was at the front door. We were going out somewhere. And as I came out, I was greeted by Mohammed. So I said, oh, you're all right, Mohammed, how are you doing? And then Mohammed held open the door for me. So I walked through the door. Thank you, Mohammed. Walked a few more paces. And I said, I'll see you later, Mohammed. So as I was walking, I was like, just off out, Mohammed. I'll see you later, Mohammed. And then he gets the other door for me. And as I crossed the threshold, I turned to him and said, all right, see you later, Mohammed. Bye, Mohammed. Bye. And I closed the door. At which point, my friend says, so, are they all called Mohammed then? And I said, well, you can't say that. It's a bit racist. What do you mean they're all called Mohammed? You know, it's a common name, but, you know, it's like David's a common name. But of course, they're not all called Mohammed. That's ridiculous. What do you mean? He said, I'm saying the four lads that you were talking to, they were all called Mohammed, were they? So I had absolutely no idea there was four different people. Okay, a quick intervention. I've just uploaded today's dollop and then listened to it back and realised that I missed out a fundamental point, one which you probably have already grasped, but the four lads were four Asian lads. So that's why my friend had said, are they all called Mohammed then? But of course, I only thought there was one person there. It's not even certain that there was even Mohammed there. I just heard an Asian voice and went, oh yeah, of course, that's Mohammed. Anyway, now we've clarified that, back to the walk. In fairness, the light wasn't very good. I again used my blindness here to justify what happened, but I didn't like have a cane or anything with me, so I don't think they would have realised. I think they would have probably just thought that that's what I do. Like, I just can't be bothered. Oh, they're just all the same, aren't they? Just call them all called Mohammed. So I just called four lads the same name. Oh, that's just easier, isn't it? There's no point learning separate names. Just call them Mohammed. It's a lot easier. So that's probably what they thought I was doing. As if there were a group of Chinese people, I'd just go, you all right, Mr. Wing? Yeah, how are you, Mr. Wing? You all right, Mr. Wing? Maybe a Mr. Wang, if I'm feeling a bit adventurous, a bit of contrast. Hey, all right, David, I'll get the door for you. Oh, thank you very much, Paddy. Hey, good afternoon, David. Oh, thank you, Jock. I think they just thought I was a bit racist. And I don't think I spoke to them again. I don't think they ever spoke to me. I think they thought, look, we held the door open for him. He insulted us by basically assuming we were all called Mohammed. All right. You all right, Mohammed? Anyway, thank you for listening. And I shall be back tomorrow for Dollop 289.